This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Well, it's nearing tree fruit picking time in Kansas, and on this week's edition, we'll cover the tips to harvesting a couple of those more popular fruit at just the right time. Ward Upham is alongside once more, horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension. And first off, Ward, apple picking advice. And you say the nice thing about them is that they have a longer ripening period.
They do. I mean, we have apples that will ripen in July. We have apples that will ripen clear in November. And so depending on variety, you can have apples that are ripening all through that period. And so sometimes it can be a little difficult to know exactly when your apple is going to ripen. One of the first things you look at is in that description of that variety, they'll often give you the days from bloom that'll be ready to harvest. For example, Jonathan is 135. Both Golden Delicious and Red Delicious are 145. That's days from bloom. That just gives you an idea. It does not mean that you can just count off those days and on that day you harvest.
It's a ballpark, if you will.
So it depends on what the weather was like. This year we had an extremely hot summer, which probably sped things up. And so we'll probably be harvesting a little bit quicker than we normally would. If you're unsure, one of the things you can look is just cut open an apple and look at the seed color. If it's not brown, if it's white, you're not even close. Also, the flesh color gives you an idea as well. It'll be a whitish color, but it may have a greenish tinge. Again, if it has a greenish tinge, then you need to wait. Look for that color change right around that stem, or you can, on apples, look on the calyx part too. That's the bottom part of that fruit. That is going to change, again, from a kind of a greenish color to more of a light yellow or a tan. And when that happens, it may be mature. So the last test is flavor. Just take a bite out of that apple and see if it's ready to go.
And then pears. And they're maybe even more forgiving.
In some ways they are. The thing that you don't want to do with pears is let them ripen on a tree. I mean, most people think that's where you're going to get the highest quality fruit. Not true with pears. You run into two problems if you do that. One is that flesh tends to become gritty, and so it's not as smooth as it would be if you pick them early. The second thing is that pears ripen from the inside out. And so if you let them ripen on a tree, especially in some years, you're going to have the inside of that fruit be kind of dark and mushy if you let the outside ripen completely. That may be more of a problem this year since we had so much hot weather early. We've already seen some samples of that where people have cut open their pears and they're already dark and mushy.
So that makes it more tricky in determining when to pick. So what does one go by?
So what you look at are the lenticels. Now the lenticels are the breathing pores of that fruit. If you look at a pear, you'll notice it has a lot of little white specks on that fruit. Those are the lenticels. Those are the breathing pores. Those, as that fruit matures, are going to turn from white to a corky color. So as long as they're white, you know that fruit isn't close to being ripe. So what you look for is a change in those lenticels from white to corky, and then also look at a difference in the ground color. Ground color is everything else, the color of the rest of that fruit, other than the lenticels. And so that will go from a darker green to a lighter green, or maybe even a yellowish green or reddish green. And then what I do as a final test is see if that fruit comes off the tree easily. And so you lift it up, give it a twist. If it comes off, it's ready to go. So once you got them picked, if you can, it's best if you can cool them down really fast. It actually helps the quality of that fruit. If you have enough room in the fridge, or if you use an ice bath to get that temperature lowered quickly, it'll actually help the quality of that fruit.
And then store them in a cool atmosphere as well.
That's right. Once you're ready to ripen them, just take them out, put them between 60 and 65 degrees if you can do that, and they'll ripen in 1 to 3 weeks. And they'll be much higher quality than if you let them ripen on a tree.
As always, Ward, thanks for coming over.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University has been with us, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. You're listening to the K-State Radio Network.